call the meeting to order.
Let us pray. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us where we fall short, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with us tonight as we make decisions for our county, to make a better county, to place to live and raise our kids. We say all this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need approval of the minutes.
Motion.
Got a motion for David.
Second.
Got a second by Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Everybody vote? Motion carried. Any constitutional officers here like to speak?
Okay.
Need a voucher. I need approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
Got a motion by David.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to go in public hearing.
Motion.
Motion by David.
Second.
Thank you, by Mr. Wood. All in, any discussion? All in favor? Have aye.
Aye.
Good evening. A petition by Brent. MOLVN, located on the property described as follows, parcel number 30-09-10-03-09-00-1060-119 Southwest 285th Avenue, St. Hedge, Florida, to request a variance for reduction of structural tax on both sides from 15 to 5 to construct a new home by a petition dated 4-17-2023, which is located in 4.7 RSF, subparagraph 2 of the Dixon County Land Development Regulations in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedures, Commission District 5, Service.
I haven't had any opposition on it. I make a motion.
Got a motion for David.
Second.
Second for Mr. Hatch. Any discussion?
Be honest, have y'all had any opposition?
Not on this one, no, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Petition by Larry and Russell Williams, located on the property as described as follows, Dixon County Parcel Number 11-11-13-66-74-00-01-03-10-26 Southeast 297th Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, to request a variance for the reduction of the rear setbacks from 25 feet to 14 feet for the new construction of an addition to the deck by the petition 420-2023, which is located within section 4.3.7 ESA, subparagraph 1 of the Land Development Regulations in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedure, the Commission District 3, Mr. Daniel Ewart. And I want to read this, present it to you, but I would ask that it be tabled until the next meeting. It was advertised in the paper correctly, but it was not physically posted on the site. Mr. Williams has another piece of property that Jason had thought that was where that person was going to go. I know they're here. You actually got to know him and his brother quite well because they're twins and they're here. I don't know if he wanted to tell you about his project or not, but I know they showed up. We notified them that it was going to get tabled, and we'll have it posted on the job site for the next meeting. My report was I didn't have any issues with it, but I asked that it be tabled.
Motion. Got a motion by Mr. Wood, second by Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign? Motion carried. I need to go back to the commission.
Motion.
Got a motion by David,
Resolution.
No, we did resolution then.
I'm sorry.
Motion by David, second by Mark. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same side. Motion carried.
Resolution 2023-7.
Motion.
Got a motion.
Second.
By Mark, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? Mr. Bailey?
I don't have anything to report on board.
Yes, sir. I don't have anything. Y'all have anything?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Locklear?
He's not here tonight.
Not here?
He's sick.
Miss Cindy?
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does. You know I do. I sent y'all a recording of the roof leaking today, and it happens every time it rains. And we have to put out containers to catch the rain and tarps to cover the books. It's time to get the roof replaced. Because,
Well, my understanding we was working on getting out, taking care of Dwayne. Where are we at in this process?
I have to follow up with North Florida Professionals, but we hired them to start the design work and looking into it, and we'll get an update from them.
You don't mind, I should have y'all doing that, but would you please come up to the podium? And again, give us an update, if you would.
Yes, sir.
State your name, please,
For the
sir.
Record, Phil Bishop, North Florida Professional Services, Lake City. We are working on that project. We actually have a portion of it completed as far as the design goes. What's holding us up is a recommendation from our air conditioning consultant on what we need to do with those air conditioners that are on the roof, whether we want to leave them up there and put new curves in place, or whether we want to try to bring them down off the roof completely, close up any openings, and hope to eliminate the potential for any additional leaks because we have
openings. How long do you think this, much longer this process is going
to
take?
I tried to get a hold of our consultant, which is the air conditioning consultant that we're using is Cassie's Heat and Air here locally. I haven't been able to speak to Joey this week. But I'll try again tomorrow and see if I can get a hold of him and get his information so that we can incorporate it into the roof plans and be ready to...
Well, I think we need to do some. I wasn't at the last meeting, but the meeting prior to that just came up, and that was the same thing
that's
we mentioned was the air conditioners and all that.
Yes,
this is going on two more meetings. I mean, we got to do something, whether come up with a temporary until we get this figured out. Somebody needs to make a decision, in my opinion.
Well, like I said, if push comes to shove, we try to use, local businesses here, and if I can't get something from Joey, and I'm not trying to throw him under the bus or anything, but if I can't get something from him, then we'll move on to somebody else.
Well, the longer we wait, the more it's going to cost the county to repair, because we're going to keep doing more and more damage. Y'all got anything?
Would it be faster to move those air conditioners on the ground right now and go ahead and do the roof?
Well, that's kind of the holdup, because if we move them, we can't just move those units because of the way they're wired and all like that. So it's a total complete
rehab, basically, of the air conditioning.
Those units, if we chose to eliminate them from the roof, those units would be totally obsolete, and we'd have to make some modifications to the duct system because they're not going to be running up to the roof anymore. So it's either way you go, probably the simplest thing would be to replace those curbs with new curbs, but that's probably going to be a custom-made item anyway to fit those units. So it's not an easy proposition one way or the other.
Let me talk this out. Those air conditioners are reaching the point we won't be long before they have to be replaced anyway.
Yes.
So, let's get them off the roof and be done with it. I need a new roof.
I understand, Miss Libby. I understand.
We've had ceiling tiles fall while we were open because they were wet. I don't want a ceiling tile falling on somebody.
We'll have a good plan at the next meeting, one way or the other.
Please reach out with him. Let's get this.
I'd like y'all come here next meeting and say the roof fixed.
Yeah, I definitely wish you to do that. But we'll redouble the efforts.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank
Does
you.
That answer your question, Ms. Cindy? Somewhat.
Ms. Cindy?
Yes, sir.
Are you closing the library room? What's going on?
I'll be closed every day.
I know.
Every day
that's something that we're going to have to look at from a liability standpoint is to ensure that we're taking
all the precautions.
I said if something kind of falls on somebody, that's going to be something we don't want to have to deal with. With the balls, network floor, et cetera, so with this really...
You can look at the ceiling tiles and tell whether or not it's wet.
Yes, ma'am.
Most definitely.
Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
You done, Ms. Chen?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we look at some new units out there, because I know they're old, and just have them retro to the ground, which would honestly be a little bit more safer across the board for everybody. And if we got to replace them, we just got to replace them at the end of the day.
Get with North Florida on that to just go ahead and put that into the design.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we can move forward with the roof.
I'm all for that as long as that doesn't hinder the timely manner of the roof getting fixed.
Well, that's
we're already in the design and got a design with the ACs out there, and then we got to go back and draw more prints and start back from scratch. I don't want to do that.
They're not doing that.
Okay. Bill, if we just said put them on the ground, would that speed the process up, slow the process up, or would that?
I think it. The only reason why we were weighing the options is to see which was the most economical way to go. Whether it's replacing the units in place, trying to salvage those units with new curbs, or bring them down. My personal opinion, I think I would rather have them on the ground, all things being equal. But now if it costs the county another $70,000, $80,000, $100,000, you may not want to do that.
We got a very strong library from
there. You got it in the budget.
So that's the only reason why we've done what we've done.
I think putting them on the ground, honestly, would eliminate a lot of problems. And it probably save some money on the roofing job. Sometimes you go there and go around all that mess.
Well, it'll require, as far as the roof, we'll have to do some work to close up those openings. So it will probably add a little bit to the roof cost. Not a significant amount. The roof cost was not... closing up those openings was not a significant factor at all with the roof itself. It's just a matter of which way is most economical. Trying to salvage those units on the roof, just replace the curbs. Replace everything, leaving it on the roof. Or C, bringing everything down to the bottom.
All
right. See, we have the money to do that, Dwayne.
We haven't got the cost. I mean, that's what we're working on, trying to get a cost estimate to figure out what's our best plan of action.
Yeah, I can't tell you right off the top of my head tonight what the roof costs are, but we have those numbers, and it's just a matter of the unknown as far as the air conditioner system.
So, Mr. Chairman, I can tell you the plan of action we did as a budget committee last year and what the board directed us to do with the issue we had last year with Ms. Cindy. We got a couple local quotes to re-roof it, to put new metal up there, but then we just realized that we'd run into the air conditioning units. The problem that we're having with the roof that we own joins two other landowners. So there's some issues with connectivity and how to handle that and reroute that. And from my understanding, they have reached out to the landowners, and I don't know how much communication there is, but I know we initially reached out to them to see if they would be willing to do a re-roof. Anyhow, we budgeted $40,000 last year in the library project, but that was based off of last year pricing for them, just to recap it with metal. That ain't the case of how it's going to have to be done. So when we get that, we'll move accordingly. And I don't know, when we get a price, we'll have to be creative.
Not cheaper than a jail roof.
Yes. Well,
I feel like the neighboring properties on either side ought to kind of help with the roof, because
you can't mandate them to.
Well, we've been
property.
Fixing the septic tank that they're using for, and they're not getting charged anything for those repairs for all these years, and that ain't quite kosher. The county is absorbing the repairs for all the septic system for the whole structure, and they're not putting anything in the bucket to help take care of that. I mean, I'm not good with that.
Yeah, I think we have one that, pending our cost, is willing to participate. We've got one that doesn't think they have a problem. and hasn't had real favorable communication at this point. So, and the bad thing about that is, in talking to our roofing consultant, if they don't do the whole thing, then the warranty is going to be significantly reduced on the roof, because you've got a gap there, a piecemeal, you know, potential for leakage around where we're trying to go on to the other property. So there's some other things, but those are manageable, and we're not at the point where we need to be talking about those right now anyway. The air conditioning is the thing. So let me reach out to Joey again, and we'll come back one way or another with a recommendation.
Empty your buckets, Miss Cindy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cook.
Thank you.
Steve?
I don't have anything. You got something
for me? I want to ask you something. What can we do about the crash grass? I know we got to change the LDRs, but...
That's what we got to do? They broke
it. I've asked this chain to do something, so maybe that will work. A nice approach. 40, 50 years, those crab cats have been in front of that fish house and hasn't bothered no one. If you put them on somebody's property line right beside somebody because they're against you, that's wrong. But I know it's his property. But
we took it through three levels of appeals. The county lost a whole lot of money fighting that. So until these regulations meet how we're going to prosecute it, you don't want to invest money in something, because I guarantee it's going to get appealed again as soon as I file the next one. Within the 30 days, that appeal will go hit her desk.
Well, I'd rather do it the nice way. Maybe he'll move them down there. And I'm just asking.
Be bad.
I said, nice. Without spending any money on either side, just you need to get along with your neighbors.
I mean, that was brought up the very first time before it got wrote up the first time, for him to keep the traps on the other side of the property. He didn't see fit to do that.
Thank you, Peace Pop. Go down there, David. Oh, I tell you.
I get fired.
Anything else?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone here from the road department?
No, sir.
Mr. Chauncey here from Mosquito Control?
No, sir.
Anyone from the Waste Department?
I mean,
the
Tim Johnson.
I'd like to thank y'all for all the team stepping Michael Blatson's place. As y'all know, he retired the 25th. Give me a chance to try as acting supervisor for y'all to make a decision on what you're going to do.
We appreciate you stepping up, Tim.
That's all I have.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Mr. Leon?
I don't have nothing.
Mr. Darren?
I didn't bother. I promise I'm going to tell you.
They said I only had so many minutes to run this thing or I was going to get home. Don't drag it out.
You've got your budget report in front of you, Ms. Lisa Freight, $89,106.57 brings it to a total of $763.96, I think that's it. She's still above her current budget that she's requested to get, so we're looking good. I think she'll be fine for the year and probably a little better than fine before it's over. Next week is EMS week, 21st through 27th. That's a national event, so every year. We always have some celebrations, some different things that we do throughout the community. One of those things is for our staff. We have a family day the last 3, 4, or 5 years. And Mr. Pendarvis was the chief out there. He came up with that idea, and it's been well received. We will be at the Camp Anderson Saturday morning starting at 11 o'clock until everybody's so exhausted they can't live anymore. Hamburgers, hot dogs, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, baked beans, I don't know what else. Mike Summers is bringing desserts. You're all welcome with your immediate families if you want to come. We'll be swimming, playing games, horseshoes, might be skiing, I don't know. One year we had paintball guns. It can be fun. We will be on the blob in the river and in the air. Bring your helmets if you need to. Hurricane season is June 1st. That's not as much fun. Tomorrow, we will be having our pre-hurricane meeting. You should have all received an invite for that. It starts at 11, Chief. 11 o'clock at our office tomorrow. We will be serving lunch. I think it's going to be barbecue. But that will give everybody the opportunity to kind of get an idea of where we're at and see what we're doing. And I think most of you have been there before. Maybe Mr. Wood hasn't. But it's just a good little afternoon to kind of learn where we're at and just get your memory back. All of you, Ms. Chang, I think everybody's got an invite. We'd love to see you there. It's good to see the participation. We had a meeting today with our ESF 17 animal control group, and Scott and I were expecting one representative and maybe me and him, and we had 14 or 15 people there, and it was a two-hour meeting, so we were both really shocked. But it's good to see that participation, so y'all are welcome if you want to come. I think that's all I have. Kelly said at the station we should have it done by next year.
Yeah.
Hey,
Mr.
Leon?
I'm sorry, I did have it requires no board action. It's actually a business that's fixing to reopen here in the county, an asphalt plant off of Kenner Road. It requires no action because in 1998 they had a resolution passed for that. But I've been told it's going to employ somewhere between 25 and 50 people. And so always glad to see new businesses come back. That was information on that.
Scotty?
One item for you. This will require a board action. So about a month ago, I got presented with an email that the state of Florida has presented about $30 million towards helping counties become harden their networks and get more cyber secure. So I have a grant here. We've been awarded some of that money to help us do that. Luckily, this grant is, they're going to pay for everything up front. They just work with us and give them what we need, what done. No money ever changes hands. They take care of all the financial part of it. We just have to prove that whatever gets done is done. This will be the only time you hear me talk about this particular project. If any further discussion happens from this point forward on this subject, we'll have to have what you call an executive meeting. Because this is protected under the Information Act that doesn't need to be publicized because of the stuff we're going to do with our network. So Tana can describe more on that subject. We and her discussed it this afternoon, but I do need board approval to sign this grant agreement so I can move forward with this project.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hack. Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
That's all I got.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Gale here?
No, sir.
Ms. Holly?
No, sir.
Angie?
No, sir.
Mr. Dwayne? No, sir.
No, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Board. Turn to your county manager's report. We don't have a lot today, surprisingly. We'll go start out with action item number one. I need board approval to execute the contract agreement with DBT Transportation Services for the AWOS system out at the Cross City Airport. And it's an annual amount of $5,820.
Got a motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Number two, board approval to execute the work order number 23-14 for Passero & Associates, LLC, to administer their T-hanger and parking entrance road design only at the Cross City Airport in the amount not to exceed $60,000.
A motion by David.
Second.
Second by Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Number three, I need board approval to execute the North Florida Professional Service Contract for the administration services for the CDBG grant agreements, the 95th and 97th projects in the amount of $52,500.
Motion.
Got a motion by Daniel, second by David. All in favor?
Number four, I need board approval to execute the North Florida Professional Service Contract for Engineering Services for the CDBG grant on 95th and 97th grant project in the amount of $109,102.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Is that Daniel or is that Mark? All in favor?
Uh-huh. Number five, and lastly, I need board approval of the Mosquito Control Service Agreement with Dwayne Chauncey to manage the program pending attorney review.
Motion.
Opposed.
Motion by Daniel, second by David. All in favor?
Aye. Information items. County offices will be closed on May 29th in observation of Memorial Day. Darren, as he stated, the pre-hurricane kickoff meeting for tomorrow is right there for you to have for the time. And number three, as Mr. Tim Johnson alluded to, Michael Latson has submitted his 2 weeks' notice of resignation. His last day working will be May 25th. He has 23 years of service with Dixie County and quite a few more with the state of Florida. So he's definitely put in his time, and we appreciate his services. And I'll be getting with y'all for an event next week for like a retirement, get together like a luncheon or something. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We got anybody from the public who wants to speak? I see Rosie with the scrap. I know that at the last meeting y'all talked about putting that up for bid. Do y'all want to ask any questions about that? Or y'all...
What about the contract y'all already negotiated?
Come on in.
Y'all come up to the podium. I know we had talked about making a contract up between y'all and Todd to the effect that if y'all didn't get it 2 weeks and he got it, I have no idea what happened to that contract, and I don't know what happened on the voting to go for bid, so y'all have to fill us in on how to come in.
Y'all had our contract? Or been...
We negotiated a contract about a year and a half ago. This person went for the board to be signed.
Dwayne said we would work on it. Mr. Chairman, if I may, I can answer some of this. So they are correct. Over a year ago, probably a year and a half ago, with the previous attorney, it was addressed in a meeting with all three of these individuals. Y'all come to a gentleman's agreement. At no time could we ever find historically that there was any advertisements for a contract. Y'all requested us to prepare a contract. We sat down with them. We got all the stuff in the agreement prepared. Got it to y'all's previous attorney, Michael Osteen. He come back to the board and suggested that in order to do it correctly, that it needed to be advertised. And at no time did he ever find where it was advertised for the firm previously or for this group that is doing it. So he recommended to the board that it be advertised. That was about the time of the transition. We were supposed to get all the information from Michael to the new board's attorney, Ms. Chana. She reviewed it, and she made the same comment to the board that if y'all wanted to move forward with a contract versus the way it's set right now, then it would have to be advertised. So from my understanding from that meeting, it was decided at that time to just do it, continue business as is. But then there's always been issues where when the board has reached out and Solid Waste has reached out to them to provide the services, there's been some issues and concerns with them not holding up their end of the agreement. So y'all directed us to now advertise, and that was at the last meeting. Since then, we did sit down with Chana, myself, and Paul. We will be working on an advertisement, and I hope within the next 2 weeks have it in the paper for these groups to, or anybody in the world, to bid on them or submit sealed bids and then bring it back to the board. If y'all so choose, y'all select the highest bidder. And then it's formally in a contract, and I guess the attorney prepares a contract at that time, and then they meet all the requirements in the contract. So that was over the past 2.5 years, all in a
minute. Where are the stipulations for the contract then?
Do what?
There is no contract.
Following the agreement before, you do it each site 4 times a year, once every quarter. That was the reason before.
That's what we're
having. It ain't working like that now. That's what you don't understand. It's not working like that. They told you got 2 weeks to get to it. They say you got 2 weeks to start it. They don't give you time to finish it.
The board agreed as long as they start the work. He is right. The board agreed in that meeting that as long as they started the work, that they could continue the services. And then when I reach out to Solid Waste, I said, hey, have they moved on site? He says, yes. Looks like they moved a load or two. And so they have started. So every time, that's why it's never went to Mr. Todd because Mike and Goob was able to get on a site and start as requested, and Solid Waste requested it. But there is no formal agreement. There is no formal contract. There's no previous contract. So in order to have an actual binding contract, it needs to be advertised and selected and go through the process like y'all do every other contract with every other provider. Now, that's a more decision.
Hold up just a second. Let me say something, if you will.
Yeah.
It may not have been a contract. We had a contract. The gentleman said to this board, we made a decision. Mark was going to set it up, and they was going to get a contract, and I thought they followed through. It wasn't signed, but, I mean, I give my word, just like everybody else that sat here at that time, that we was going to get a contract. We didn't get the contract dollars drawn up, and how we can hold them at default if we don't have something to show that they was in default. I mean, Mark, you was here. We all agreed that that's what needs to happen, and you saying there was no binding. That binding, my word, my bond.
Okay. Well, You're exactly right, Mr. Chairman, but your previous attorney and your current attorney said that they will not prepare a contract without the proper advertising.
Well, how come it ain't been advertised and them got their contract?
That's what we're trying to do. Just protect them, protect the board.
The last time
and everything
we talked about it, y'all said just leave it as is, man. That's why.
And I don't recommend leaving it as is. We're not following what we're supposed to do, and that's the reason both me and Michael said, hold up, let's advertise this. I mean, I got no problem with the gentleman there.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
I mean, I hope they win the contract. I hope everything works out for them. But in order to protect y'all legally, we need to follow the protocol, which is advertise, get bids, and move forward.
I ain't got no problem with that, but that ain't what they agreed on that day that was in here. They agreed to keep the local people in the stuff, but I mean, that needs to have been a contract. I didn't know at that point y'all said it had to be, they've been doing it all them years, y'all was just going to draw up a contract for them. I didn't know it had to be advertised. It wasn't explained to me in that way in that meeting. I don't know if any of the rest of you remember
that. It was explained that way very well in the meeting. Michael did explain that.
Okay, I suppose.
And he explained it very well. Candace explained it very well. What this does is it protects the county. It protects them as contract. They actually can bring a piece of paper and say, hey, I won this. This is our agreement. And we're all sitting there, and I'm saying we done this and we done this. He's sitting there saying he done this. And there's no contract. And what we're trying to do is get them a contract.
The contract going out and being
But it's still...
We got to have a contract. I'm the one that kept asking for a contract from the beginning.
That's fine, but I'm asking what format is the contract going to be put up for bid as?
What do you mean, Todd?
Do we have to have any action tonight on this?
No, we're going to table this for good. I mean, I've seen them here.
When Jimmy gets back, we'll go forward from there.
We're going to do some research. The packet's going to go out to bid where you know exactly what you bid on.
Well,
how many times have you got to remove it?
No, what you're asking is what, if I'm hearing you right, what you're asking is...
Is it going to be strictly a newspaper format? Is
yes.
It
but it's going to know where it's going to be advertised.
Whoever in the world wants it. That would be putting up like GovBiz or something.
We're going to advertise in the paper like we always do.
That's what I buy a lot of stuff from them.
Yeah, we're going to advertise in the paper, right? Like we always
do. That's correct.
And it's going to be our local paper, right?
That is correct.
And it's going to spell out exactly what has happened.
Right.
It's going to be worded.
And when you propose to do this, because I had to buy the paper specifically looking for this project, because I don't know
him
to read the damn paper.
I'm interested in
cleaning up your damn dump for you, maybe.
But
I got
about the
same
thing
in these
papers. All I can assure you is on my behalf, once we get it drawn up, I will let you and the rest of them know that it is available for y'all to look at.
Chyna, what is your timeline on our...
That's what me and Dwayne was talking about.
I figured it was.
We're saying hopefully we can have it in paper within 2 weeks.
It depends on how...
Because you have to have it in by Monday. So there's no way me and Dwayne's going to get it together between now and Monday. So.
What's it got to run? Two weeks, 9 days, or something like that?
We run it.
So two cycles.
Two cycles, 10 days.
So, worst case scenario.
By June, you should be getting one.
Well, we'll notify. If you want to be notified, I'll notify you.
Number.
I got you,
man. Okay, worst case scenario, this decision won't be made before June 15th night meeting, a month from today. Is that it?
That's fine.
That's worst case scenario, I believe. I think we could have it advertised for 2 weeks, two cycles. Because we're in the contract.
Yeah.
Really true, there's no contract there.
I understand that we had, like Jimmy said, we had a verbal.
Yeah.
Mike couldn't get to it, the goob couldn't get to it, and I told y'all standing up here on the podium, the goob didn't want to do it, period. Mike was doing that fight for me.
This will fix all that.
Well, if you don't have to bid too much on it to get it, it's where you ain't going to make no damn money on it in the first place, because at one point I was cleaning up the donuts down from a 5 cent market. You
yeah.
can't clean the donuts up there.
No, you can't.
7 cents, clean them up.
Yep.
You know why I wouldn't clean them up? Because you called me. I said, hey, dump 20 needs to be cleaned up.
Yep.
They had an event down there and needs to get scrubbed on ASAP. Guess what?
We'll get to that.
No, I'm going to answer his question. Because he's right. I did call him. I did call him. You jumped to it and got it cleaned up just like I'd asked. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the reason I went with the gentleman's agreements. We didn't do a contract. We didn't advertise. Well, irregardless, the reason I went with the gentleman's agreement was because of what you've done. And that's it. I went on your word, too. Just like you went on my
word.
Was
good, though,
mine was, too. Mine was, too. Now we're going to do an advertisement on it. You can bid on it. You may wind up with every one of them. Who knows?
Well, you need to bid on every one of them at the lump sum.
That's what we're doing.
Because the only way you can make any money out of these dumps is to get them all at one time. And go ahead and just set up to do them and just do them repetitiously, one right behind another. And by the time you get through with all the county's dumps, it's time to do them again. And you stand and take them, and you can buy them. Doing it like that right there, you can afford to buy some equipment to do them right with. Not this bullshit the way we've been doing.
That's why we changed it. That's why we're going to do a contract. Well, whoever signs the contract, they will have a start date and end date. Because we did leave that open. Because we do understand that you may move there, something may break down. We understand that. But it's always worked in the past. And that's the reason we've done the gentleman agreement. But it's not working now. How many dumps have you cleaned up?
Me?
Yeah, in the last 2 years.
None.
Right.
Contract in the advertisement going to be two different things.
Right.
The advertisement going to be very detailed, small compared to the contract. So all of that will not be in the paper. We're not putting the contract in the paper. We're going to put the advertisement.
Right. Exactly. Earlier, one was the contract.
Right.
We're working on that, Todd. We need to move on. And soon we get all that information, it'll be in the bid packet for you to review. Well, I'm saying let's cancel and let's move on. Any commissioner items?
Chairman,
Mr. Daniel, you got anything?
No, sir, I don't. Not this time.
Mark?
I'm good.
Actually, Chaney was next. So he was
skipped over me. I actually got a couple things I need y'all to at least.
You catch the fire anyway.
The special act, I've got everything in place, Mark, just so you know what's going on. It has got to be advertised. So we'll bring that up probably at the next meeting, and we'll try to get it in the paper this coming week. And that's the resolution in support of. And y'all know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the special act. Okay. We had a meeting with DOT, and when I say we, it was some of the county people and some of the school people got together, none of you officials. So to bring y'all up to date on what's going on, as y'all know, the school got money to build an access road between the high school, Ruth Raines, and Anderson. The county, we have agreed that Wayne will be the consultant for the school. Part of this grant, we are required to have an interlocal agreement between the school and the board. So what I want to come with to y'all today and let you know is they're asking us to build that, or asking me to build it, and I'll get back with y'all on it as it goes forward. The biggest thing is going to say that the school is going to be responsible for all the billing and all the administrative side of that, and that the county will be only acting as a consultant to provide whatever services we can. Basically, we're not obligated in this interlocal to do any one particular thing or any dozen different things. We're just saying we're going to support the school board with whatever services we might be able to. Like if we can help them maybe haul some land clearing or do some land clearing with some equipment or something along those lines. Basically what y'all told me y'all would be willing to do. So that's basically, but the grant requires that official interlocal agreement. I'll be bringing that back for y'all to look at. Another issue, I'm not sure exactly how much y'all know about this, so I'll throw it out here. If y'all know more about it, that's good, but we have a Rolleston Road. There's a little bit of issue with Rolleston Road. The way the deeds to some of these properties read, these property owners own to the middle of Rolleston Road.
Middle of the pavement.
To the middle of the pavement. To the center line is basically the way the deed reads. So we had a property owner approach us and wanted to release the liability. They also approached us about possibly buying our road back. I strongly opposed to buying something back that we've maintained and owned for at least 30-plus years that I know of, personally. And I did talk to the gentleman, and he is in agreement that if we pay for a survey and get the road in the right-of-way, of course, the right-of-way is going to be one of these things. He's going to get to walk out here and say, I'll give you from basically from this point the road, then he'll sign off on it, but he wants a release of liability for an interim period until that survey is complete and he can sign the deed.
How many feet is the road?
20-foot road.
Yeah,
I know that, but how long the road
is? Haven't measured it exactly. It's that new.
About
2,000
foot.
Yeah.
Well, it was my understanding of the county, because we've got a lot of roads that wasn't supposed to be county roads, wound up being county roads. The county maintains it for so many years, whatever they maintain. They take,
that's what I'm
from point to point.
That's what I have told him, basically.
And if we open up some, or we got to do something special for them, all these other ones, then that's going to open the door up for them to come up here and want to get after the county, because we got roads all over this county that we got the maintenance agreement where we just went through there, and they've maintained it for so many years, and that's county right away.
7 years.
I mean, there's tons of them. So, I mean, I don't see how this is any different than all the other ones we got throughout the county, in my opinion. I'm not a lawyer, but
that's exactly the point that I used with this gentleman. I mean, to give you an idea.
But I mean, really, isn't that how that
about
works?
About $170,000 for his interest in our road. And I said.
But he doesn't have a leg to stand on, does he, James?
No, he would. Again, he can bring a lawsuit.
He'll give it to us.
But. And we can respond to lawsuits. We would likely win, feel very strongly that we would win this argument in any court, but you paying all of these fees, even though I'm on contract, no telling where this may go because...
Well, if he carries us to court, we get stipulated, but if he carries us to court, then he has to pay the county's attorney fees,
and we should get our fees back. Should. Again, you... Everything's subject to whatever that judge holding that hammer calls. And I deal with them a lot. And Ms. Barbie can probably vouch for this. You can't always guess which way that hammer's going to fall. Again, I anticipate we're looking at $500 or $600 for a survey on this one because it's recently been surveyed. And, yes, we are opening a can of worms in some aspects, but these are some of the things that we're going to face as we go forward, I'm afraid, with a bunch of other places. We got road issues all over our county, as you said. There's a lot of roads that we don't own. We're getting releases for canals, which should have never been sold as private property. The canal should have been eminent domain from day one. We should have went in there and said, we're claiming it, period. You know, you don't like it, take us to court. We didn't, and I get that. I mean, that's some of this friendlier approach, and I'm okay with that because we can do it either way. But at the end of the day, we're spending a lot of time trying to get some of these citizens to sign us a release to go on their property, dig out a canal that's going to benefit them in the long run, when we could have just said, eminent domain. It's necessary for the health and safety of our community to have these canals open. Of course, then we took on all the canals, too, but we already did, so. So that pretty much wraps up what I've got, gentlemen. Brief update on our code enforcement.
Did they approve the survey?
Oh, no, I didn't. I do need action if y'all want to do the survey. If you don't, then that's where we at. I don't know what the gentleman will do, but we can just kick the ball back to him and tell him nope, and we'll see what he does.
How long have we maintained this road? 30 plus years?
It's the one so that
just
you know,
the
road
is going around
by the prison, yeah. So, by the prison? I know
yes.
A third years it's been there myself.
Kind of like going to Mark Town to go down by gates.
The landowner is wanting to deed it to the county.
Yes.
And clear it up.
Is the waterway included in that?
Sir?
Is the waterway included in that?
The canal system?
He hasn't said absolutely one way or the other. He wanted to be certain that he could say how much property he was going to deed. Again, he has fenced out the right of the canal system.
Out. Yeah.
And he did initially when he was throwing the number at us was including that canal. So I don't know if he's going to say that's part of it, because that was part of his big concern. If somebody runs off the road into the canal, the lawsuit potential for him.
Here's my take on it. He has more liability with keeping the canal than he does the road. And at the end of the day, eminent domain takes the road. So we actually own that part if it's maintained for more than 7 years. So by doing a survey, if we don't get the canal, we can always vote no. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
so I'll make a motion to do the survey.
To include the canal?
Yes.
Perfect.
Got a motion from Mark, taken by David. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same side. Motion carries.
Okay, just a brief update on our code enforcement. We've got two active code enforcement cases, both of which we've had one reply from one of the individuals in each case. They are waiting on court dates from the county judge's office to set them for possible summary judgment. I've not heard from one of the individuals, the other one that has filed. Has contacted my office several times. Most likely she has contacted some of you. If she hasn't, she probably will. And mainly you, Mr. Woods, because, you know, I anticipate she'll be getting with you as far as I guess. But she's like, I'm cleaning it up. I don't know. I think I see some of the citizens that complained about this there, so they might could give us a more accurate indication of whether it's been cleaned up. But we are moving forward. Those I hope to have a court date any day, so I'm waiting on the court date.
How does that, Steve, I guess you're going to answer this one. How does that process work once the judge says, okay, this is your timeline? And
once the magistrate that we use does that?
Yes.
Well, after he sets the timeline, then if they don't call me or nothing, then eventually I go out there and reinspect to see if they cleaned up the property or not. If they haven't, that's when we have to schedule it for a court date. You know, and then what we were doing there was letting the fines run after he imposed the fine kick in, and they run at 100, 200 a day. Once they got to at least the property value, that's when we turn it over to the county attorney and proceed with the next court case. He can do probably the next court. So I'm supposed to take two more court appearances to actually take the properties?
Depends on that one. Like I say, had we not, most of the cases that we've got running right now, and we've got some more that are in the early stages of getting ready to go. But anyway, the two that we've got running right now had multiple individuals. Of the, all kind of reasons. They've got multiple individuals. Part of the individuals that we served didn't respond, didn't do anything. So we get defaults on those. That basically just means they're consenting. Okay. Then we've got responses from at least one of the players in each case. So that keeps that case alive. Then we have to set it for a hearing. We do a motion for summary judgment, which basically says, hey, you know, all our evidence is clear. The judge can look at it and make a ruling based on the evidence that we're presenting here. We shouldn't have to go any further, basically. Depending on what they bring before that judge, we may have another hearing, we may not have a hearing, or we could have another half a dozen hearings, depending on what motions they file and how many times we have to go back and forth. Generally, on these, there are usually just a couple hearings because it's pretty clear the judgment's there. If they haven't corrected the issue, it's still running, and our money's due is this amount based on the judgment that we've got. One of the issues, the individual, they've been a transfer of a deed. Supposedly it was sold from one individual to another, and they didn't know, which, again, that's no excuse. It's very much like the case we had here a while back. I didn't know when I bought this property, therefore why should I be held accountable? Well, that goes back to due diligence and purchasing property. All she had to do was do a search and she would have found it. It was recorded in the county record. So I think that was sufficient for the judge. But again, I've seen the judge come down on both sides and hammer, so I just wait till they hit it on the desk and say what they say and have to roll with whatever the decision is and try to either celebrate or go back and revamp another plan.
That's a great explanation, but let me reword my question. My question is, who determines that, yes, we're making progress, or heck no, you're not making progress. You're not going fast enough. Who's the determiner in that? I thought that's why I asked you to start with.
Yeah, if they show good faith and they're cleaning up the property, we'll get along.
So you got before pictures of this,
yeah.
And then you can go there. I mean, we're not talking about hauling one milk jug off.
And it's just like these properties we're doing now. Before I file the affidavit saying it's not in compliance or is in compliance, I take a picture of the property and staple it to the affidavit. Here it is. It's messed up or it's not. It's in Swanee. You know, we need to turn it over or proceed.
Because I know in Swanee, one of the first ones we've done, and actually I think we should have done on that property. And if it's left up to me, we would. But he went down there and he done really good cleaning up. But he hauled it to Old Town. And
well, he never cleaned up the whole thing.
He made progress.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. All he did was move it, relocate it to another property. And
but he
another
never closed out either because he never called to say, I've got it cleaned up, come inspect it.
Yeah.
So his mind and his thing is
still running.
When are we going to stop that?
There's an issue with that case. I'll talk to you about that individually.
Okay. I'd love to. We're going to talk on that one, but I won't.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly.
That's been about a 3-year process.
Yeah.
So we should own Swanee. You've got more fines than what Swanee is valued at.
Oh, yeah, fines worth more than property.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Shannon.
Mr. Barbie.
The only thing that I have is the contract for the county probation. We ran the ad. We had one person apply. The judge did reach out to another company that came in after the fact. She interviewed the applicant and this other company, and she decided to go with the applicant, the probation officer that's there now. She wants to give her a chance to see if she can do good. And so I've got the contract if y'all want to sign it.
Judge good with it?
Judge,
you?
And Judge Beagle has even reviewed that one, and I've reviewed it.
Motion to accept.
Okay. Got a motion from Mark, second from David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Well, I've been kind of bouncing around all over the place. We done had the public come up here. You got anything, Mark, David?
I just wanted to use since I've been on vacation, update with you. We had the people we're in Taylor and Dix County doing the Boys Girls Club stuff. They laser graded one of the fields, planted it, and we just need to get a fence up there before somebody goes out there and starts spending donuts on it. But that's the only update I have on that.
Only thing I got is I hate missing the last meeting, but I appreciate all the prayers. I was in the hospital with my father. He's doing well. We got him home. My mother's doing a little bit well. They both had the COVID. And the other thing I got is actually for solid waste at the meeting last night in Greenville. There was discussion about trying to get a company to come to Greenville to grind tires, but evidently we can only have 1,500 tires on site up there. Well, that's not enough to justify them bringing that sub grinder. And there was some discussion about trying to permit other sites at Greenville to hold more tires. Well, I brought up the notion that I know our county and probably the other counties got tons of tires sitting out here, and those trailers will hold about 1,500. If they will give us a reduced rate to get rid of the tires, and we can get that company to come at a reduced rate to do that, we will load our trailers with tires and send them at that time to justify to get it all done at a cheaper rate, which would be a better deal for the county and us. I just wanted to mention that to the board and to y'all, that they're going to be reaching out to y'all to see how many y'all have on hand. Now, I think that'll be a win-win on both sides.
Tim, ain't y'all got a trailer out there loaded at least one?
Yes, we do, and probably a loaded trailer probably every couple of weeks.
So like that, I mentioned to them, my thinking is if the counties can hold a trailer over them tires on site and they have them, then we can get together when they bring the sub grinder and send everything at that one time and save money on all sides. That's all I've got. Anybody else got anything? Need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Got a motion to say? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to say.
Good job.
Good job, man. It wasn't a good job. It was always good.